SRN News. I'm John Scott. A youth opened fire at a private Christian school this morning in Wisconsin, killing two people in the final week before Christmas break. Police say the shooter, who was a student, also died. Speaking to reporters, Police Chief Sean Barnes says investigators trying to determine how the shootings occurred at Abundant Life Christian School.
We're still going through, collecting evidence, collecting information, making sure that our community is safe from what is a sad day for our community and for our country.
Chief Barnes spoke to WKOW-TV. Investigators believe the shooter used a 9mm pistol. Police did say those hurt had injuries ranging broadly from minor to life-threatening. TikTok asking the Supreme Court to step in on an emergency basis to block the federal law that would ban the popular platform in the U.S. unless its China-based parent company agrees to sell it. Company lawyers and China-based ByteDance on Monday urged the justices to act before the law's January 19th deadline. Also at SRNNews.com, rain, snow, and warm weather moving across the country.
After the cold and snow in parts of the country, warmer weather moving in and some parts making for a soggy start to the week for many in the Mid-Atlantic. That's the bad news. The good news, says National Weather Service senior meteorologist Brian Hurley.
As we get into Tuesday, it'll be near 60, lower 60s in the D.C., Baltimore area, and probably mid to upper 50s in New York.
Other parts of the country will remain seasonably cold with snow in the northern tier from Washington through Oregon. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow 28 points in the red, the NASDAQ composite up 273. This is SRN News. Will you be attending church this month? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The old saying is that Christmas brings folks to worship who you don't see all year long. But according to a new poll from Lifeway Research, that's not necessarily true. 47% of adults say they do plan to show up at church sometime during the Christmas season, but 48% say they will not. However, the Lifeway poll also reveals that more than half of those people who don't plan to attend church would do so if a friend invited them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An appeals court in Louisiana has ruled that NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies that list on the exchange. The decision comes more than 3 years after the Biden administration's Securities and Exchange Commission approved NASDAQ's effort to force companies to place greater numbers of homosexuals, women, and racial minorities on their boards. This is SRN News. What might this week's Fed meeting mean for interest rates?
Americans waiting on lower borrowing costs for mortgages and other loans may be disappointed by this Wednesday's announcement from Federal Reserve policymakers. The Fed is widely expected to reduce the benchmark interest rate, but only by a quarter point to about 4.3%. I'm Jennifer King.
With the late Thanksgiving, the holiday shopping season, 5 days shorter than last year, and owners of small retail shops say the people have been quick to snap up holiday core early, along with gifts for others and themselves. But there's little sense of the freewheeling spending that occurred during the pandemic. Overall, the National Retail Federation predicts retail sales in November and December will rise between 2.5% and 3.5% compared with the same period just a year ago during the holiday season. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.